Meseches Tfilyom, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Tahor Shenagas Min HaOchel. A Tahor person, a person who's pure and who is chewing some food. V'nafal al begadav v'al kikar shel truma. And then some saliva falls from his mouth and falls onto his clothing and in turn on a loaf of truma. In this case, we're talking about a loaf of truma where the grain itself, the wheat itself, never became hukshar lekabel tumah, never became susceptible to becoming tameh, because it was never exposed to one of the seven liquids that is machshir, that makes something susceptible to kabbalas tumah. So this loaf, therefore, is not susceptible to becoming tameh. And the question is whether the saliva falling on it is machsherit lekabel tumah. Does that make it susceptible to be eating truma, to be mekabel tumah, to susceptible to tumah? The answer is tahor. The Mishnah says no. It does not make it susceptible to becoming tameh, because that saliva, it was not even desirable in the person's mouth, and not desirable that it should fall on the loaf of truma. However, the Mishnah continues, Haya ochel zeisim pitzuim utamarim retubos. If a person was eating crushed olives or moist dates, kol shehu rotzeh lamutz es garinoso, any fruit whose pit he has a desire to suck on afterwards, which means that he wants saliva to form in his mouth, and then the saliva falls onto his clothes and onto the kikar, onto the loaf of truma, then tame, then it would render the loaf of truma susceptible to be mekabel tumah, because even though he doesn't want the saliva to land on the loaf, but he does at least want the saliva in his mouth, and the fact that he wants the saliva in his mouth makes it a beverage, makes it a liquid, which would in turn render the loaf susceptible to kabbalas tumah. However, the Mishnah concludes, Haya ochel zeisim neguvim, but if he was eating dried olives, utamarim yveshos, or dried dates, kol she'eno rotzeh lamutz es garinoso, or any fruit that he doesn't have a desire to suck on the pit afterwards, v'nafa al begadav v'al kikar shel truma, and then his saliva drips from his mouth onto his clothing and onto the loaf of truma in that instance, then tahor. Then the loaf of bread, the loaf of truma, would remain tahor, because again, in that instance, the saliva doesn't get the halachic status of a beverage, because he never wanted the saliva in his mouth to begin with. The Mishnah continues, now introducing the topic of tful yom. Echad tahor ve'echad tful yom ka'elu. According to the Tanakhama, this halacha would apply whether the person doing the eating is a tahor, or whether the person doing the eating is a tvul yom, that he was previously tamei, went to mikvah, and now is going to become tahor after nightfall and when the following morning arrives. That's the same halachic status for each of them. However, that according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir Omer, but Rabbi Meir says elu ve'elu tamei b'tvul yom. In both of these instances, even the ones that the Tanakhama said are tahor, the cases where the saliva is not desired in the person's mouth. However, if it's a tful yom who's doing this, and the tful yom has saliva drip on the kikar shel truma, then they would become tameh with a tful yom. Shemashkim shel tameh machshirim lirtzono v'shelo lirtzono. Because the beverages of a person who's tameh would make something susceptible to kabbalas tumah, whether they wanted that to happen or they didn't want that to happen. The chachamim disagree, and they say ain't tful yom tameh. That may be true that mashkim of a tameh would render something tamei bein lertono bein shelo lertono, whether he wanted it or whether he didn't want it. However, this is not the case of a tamei. This is the case of a tvulyom. A tvulyom already went to mikvah, is already on the path to tahara. He is essentially tahor already, except that he needs the next morning to arrive. And so the halachic status of a tvulyom is not for these purposes the halachic status of a tamei, but rather the halachic status of a tahor. So that's the machlokas in that mishnah. The next mishnah is Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Again, talking about things that are susceptible to be mekabel tuma. So in this case, it's ochel meiser shehuchshar b'mashke. If a person is eating something of meiser, meaning the a levi is eating something of meiser, shehuchshar b'mashke, which already became susceptible to be mekabel tuma, v'naga bo tvulyom, and a tvulyom touched that. Oh yeah, daim misoavos, or a person who has unclean hands touched it. But trumas meiser has not yet been separated from this. A levi has an obligation to separate one piece of the meiser that he receives and gives it to a kohen. So if he is eating this meiser without having yet separated trumas meiser, and now it was touched by a tful yom or somebody with yadayim misoavos, with dirty hands, mafrishin mimenu trumas meiser b'tahara, then we separate trumas meiser from it in purity, mipnei shehu shlishi v'ashlishi tahor l'chulin. And this is okay because the meiser is considered a shlishi, and a shlishi, a third degree level of tuma, and a third degree level of tuma is tahor in the case of chulin, which means that it's still possible to separate trumas meiser. It hasn't become invalidated by the fact that it was touched by yadayim misoavos or by a tvul yom, because the halacha is it's a status of a shlishi, and a shlishi does not become tamei in cases of chulin.